Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear, warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm under the starry sky, perfect for those enjoying a night outside. Here are today's headlines. First, two ships attacked in Hormuz following a reported Iranian missile strike on a Qatari tanker. Both ships sustained structural damage, according to the UK MTO, with no casualties or environmental impact reported. This is from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, the US is revoking a license that authorized Iranian oil sales after the Hormuz tanker attacks. Washington calls Iran's actions wholly unacceptable, raising oil prices and threatening a fragile market. This comes from Ynet in the last half hour. Also this hour, the American response to Iran's attacks in the Strait of Hormuz includes reinstating sanctions on oil. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Best announced the reinstatement, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew less than an hour ago. Separately, Hamas has dissolved the Gaza government. A new peace board says it will judge progress by actions, not promises, though Israel dismisses the move as spin. This is according to the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu has asked Trump to rein in Erdogan ahead of the NATO summit. He urged the U.S. not to sell weapon systems that would help modernize Turkey's air force, according to Axios, from previous reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aviva Klompas, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. has renewed sanctions on Iranian oil after Iran attacked commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. UNET Global, a news outlet, also reports on the U.S. revoking the license for Iranian oil sales, citing Washington's strong disapproval of Iran's actions. This was posted earlier today. Amichai Stein, with insights from the region, tweeted that Iran launched at least 5 drones or missiles at 3 ships in the past 24 hours, as informed by a source to the Jerusalem Post. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. The Jerusalem Post reports that the Iranian missile strike targeted a Qatari tanker, causing structural damage to 2 ships. This incident raises tensions in a key global energy route, impacting international maritime security. Turning to the U.S. response, Ynet outlines that Washington's revocation of Iranian oil sales licenses follows these attacks. The move is part of broader sanctions reinstated by Treasury Secretary Scott Best, reflecting the U.S.'s zero-tolerance stance on Iran's aggression. This decision could lead to increased oil prices affecting global markets. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Hamas's decision to dissolve its government is being viewed skeptically. The Australian Jewish News notes that Israel considers the action as mere spin, questioning the sincerity of any peace efforts. This political shift could influence future negotiations and the region's stability. On the economic front, first, legal tech startup Darrow is laying off 1/3 of its workforce despite being profitable. CTech reports that the Israeli company is cutting 60 jobs, with many legal analysts affected. This highlights challenges even for successful tech firms in a volatile market. Separately, a lawsuit emerges related to the Drone Kid song by 11-year-old Nir Kriegel. According to Walla Business, business owners are facing legal action over the unauthorized use of the song, which became popular during Operation Lion's Roar. And finally, the Bank of Israel intervened in forex trading again. Globes reports that the central bank bought over $1 billion in foreign currency last month to moderate the strengthening of the shekel, underscoring ongoing efforts to stabilize the national currency. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m., Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.